I'd like to talk about the observation of the SVA effect with the barometer array. The title is Substructures in the Plastic SVA effect revealed by high angle resolution imaging of RXA 1347-345 150 GHz. My name is Eiichiro Komatsu. I'm now currently a visiting student of Princeton University and also graduate student at Tohoku University in Japan. My supervisor is David Swago. This was basically done by Japanese collaboration. And this team is responsible for the SVA observation with Nobeyam Radio Observatory. The telescope is a 45 meter. And these two guys have developed the Nobeyam barometer array, which works at 150 GHz with beam size of the 12 watt second. And the Darwin Sintra took the LOTUS HRI data of our target cluster, and these two guys did the VLA observation of the cluster. So, let me begin with this one, sparing C. And there are two different strategies to image the SVA effect. One is, of course, interferometer, like Overland Beginner. It provides us a very high signal to noise ratio image, and very good high quality. And it has a typical resolution of about 100 arc seconds. I mean, it, of course, can be high resolution, like 30 arc seconds, for while the sensitivity is degraded. On the other hand, there is also another way to image the effect by barometer arrays, like Nobeyam barometer arrays, Q-rod Diaboro. This is mounted on the IRM 30-meter telescope. But the problem is it always suffers the large atmospheric noise at high frequency, but it's still sensitive enough for the bright SVA cluster, actually. The point is, it can have a typical resolution about 10 arc seconds to 30 arc seconds. It's very good. So I'm not saying this is superior to this or vice versa, but I'm saying these two experiments are very complementary to one another. So to see how complementary is, I'll show you this. So this is the famous overall image of the cluster. This is the NOVA field of view, 2 arc meters across. This is the beam size of NOVA, at 12 arc seconds. On the other hand, this is the beam size of the overall. And the overall can detect the global bulk properties of the cluster. So on the other hand, the barometer array is very sensitive to the detailed structure in the central region of the cluster. So now, why high angular resolution is important? It can be the potential proof of the validity of the spherical sound data model. We know that the systematic error in 8 nodes might be coming from this assumption, spherical sound data model, and the hurdle simulations in this show the sound obstructions in cluster. And the effect of cooling flow might affect this effect in the very central region. So it was looking at the central region with very high high angular resolution. This strategy depicts the detailed physical state of the gas, rather than cosmology. So this is our target cluster, RXJ1347-1345. At Z of 0.45, pretty distant. This is actually the most extreme luminous cluster in the universe. It has the 2 × 10⁻⁶ L/s, like X-ray barometric luminosity. And it's pretty massive, 10⁻⁵ solar mass, and the temperature is 9.3 keV, and the core is very small, second. And of course, the electron number density is very high. And this is optical image. There's a deep CD galaxy at the center. The previous attempts to image or observe the CD effect in the cluster is as follows. First of all, our work was at all. We used JSMT Scuba to detect the SV increment at the 7-meter band. The frequency is 350 GHz, and we did it. And our measurement was actually consistent with X-ray data. X-ray data means the SV intensity inferred from the X-ray data. Subsequently, Pontstoero used the island Diavolo spirometer array. It has a 22 arcsecond resolution at 143 GHz, and this the effect was inconsistent with X-ray data. Inconsistent means their result shows very high temperature than the X-ray temperature from mask measuring. So anyway, what happened in this class? But as I tell you later, actually this discrepancy is not resolved. So this work, it already appeared at TOPH. We measured the effect at 150 GHz using the Novian barometer array. The field of view is 2 arc minutes. The noise level is achieved at 1.3 meters per beam. The beam size is 20 arc seconds. I should mention that the intrinsic beam size is 13 arc seconds, but it's smooth to get the better signal to noise ratio in the image. We also observed this cluster at 21 GHz, and the field of view is very large, 6 arc minutes. The noise level is less than 1 millijansky, but the beam size is 80 arc seconds. So this data should stress the global quality of the cluster at interferometric measurement zero. This is the NOVA, Novian barometer array. It has 7 elements, that is, and we use the differential signal between these two, that is, these two. But we didn't use any beam switching or sky chopping because we use the differential signal between those two. And central frequency, as I said, is 150 GHz, and bandwidth is 30 GHz, although it says 20 GHz. And the beam size is 2 arc second, and the beam separation is 6 arc second. Yes. Despite the AC effect. So, this is our image. And this is a 20 arc minutes across. This is our beam size. After smoothing, so this is a 20 arc second across. So this control is 1 sigma, 2 sigma, 3 sigma, 4 sigma level. So it is a clear detection of the S3 decrement at this point. But looking at more carefully, actually, the position of the S3 decrement peak is offset from the X-ray peak. This is the loss of HR image. And offset is 20 arc seconds. And the position accuracy of the loss of HRI is 5 arc seconds. So our measurement, the position accuracy is also as large as 5 arc seconds or more. So, before saying anything about this offset, let me show you our 31 GHz image. This is 6 arc minutes, and clearly we see it. Quite central, so here. This is the beam size again. So, to measure the SD effect in this cluster, we must subtract these 5 point source from the image accurately. So, to measure the flux of the point source, we did the VLA observation and measured the flux of this source pretty accurately. It's 11. We just get 22 GHz. After subtracting this source, we obtain this image. So this is again loss of HR contours, and the measured SD decrement brightness temperature is minus 1.6 millikelvin. It's very huge. What do you mean? This is a 21 GHz image. Not 150 GHz. This one? Actually, this is already beamed. and independent pixel is 9 by 9. Okay. Well, specifically, this is our 21 GHz result. Central Y parameter is almost 8 times 10 to minus 4. The X-ray expected value is also 8 times 10 to minus 4. Actually, this is the standard period model with H naught is 50. But we also confirmed that this value is not changed if we assume the lambda theory model with the Hubble constant of the training 75 km per second per megapulse. And the Poincaré error value is very high, this like this value. The discrepancy still remains at this point, but it's already resolved. I will tell you the reason later. So, now going back to the NOVA data. What I did is divide this image into four parts and measure the sparks, integrate sparks in each region. And the, first of all, mean flux is minus 6 regions G. And this is a prediction of the X-ray data, prediction from the X-ray data. This is a 9.3 keV model, and this is consistent with the X-ray value, again. But this is a Poincaré error model. It's inconsistent with the data. And also, we average over these three regions and took the difference between this value and the average of this value. The asymmetry or between this region and the other three regions is a 3 sigma level minus almost 7 plus minus 2.2 in Jansky. But this one? This is comparable to the bean size. Yes. So, now, we're subtracting the point source from the 150 GHz image because it's conceivable that the position offset is just due to the contamination of the central point source. But after subtracting the central point source, it still extended along this direction and still offset from the X-ray position, X-ray center. Form agency, 150 GHz. Yeah, because we know now the X-ray expected value is good approximation to this cluster. So subtracting the beta model with X-ray expected temperature from this image to get the central point source. So it is just a demonstration of the subtraction of the point source. We didn't do any quantitative analysis on this subtractive image. So, and now, I said, Poincaré model is now consistent with X-ray data. Because the previous data is just narrow stripe like this, this and this. So their mean flux of the SD effect is dominated by this region. But now, their field of view is getting wider, like this, 4 arc minutes per 4 arc minutes, and their analysis said that the SD effect is consistent with the X-ray data. So it's just because of the this structure in the image. So, conclusion is low resolution image of training 1 GHz is consistent with X-ray data. So it means that the bulk property of this cluster is consistent with the X-ray property. But high angular resolution image at 150 GHz says that there is offset between X-ray peak position and the SD peak position. It's quite significant. And there is also asymmetric structure in this cluster. least in the SV map. So now interpretation, open question, but I think I have some time left, so let me describe some interpretations of this phenomena. First of all, this option, this region is just because of the superposition effect of the distant cluster, like redshift in the 3 and 3, since the X-ray flux is dimming as a 1 point, a 1 plus V to the 4. So the SV effect is independent of the redshift. So if there is a distant cluster at higher redshift, it should be apparent in the X-ray image, but invisible in the X-ray image. So this is one possibility. Another possibility is there is a warm gas at the inside, but we have some constraints by the fact that this structure is invisible in the X-ray image, but visible in the SV map. So it says the scale length of the such a filamentary structure is greater than gigaparsec scale. So this is unphysical. But another explanation is this is coming from some energy source, energetic source like a supernova or AGN. But you know, it's hard to verify whether this is true or not. And you know, another interpretation is there is an AGN here, so this is a jet, the AGN. So this is a short front or something like that, I don't know. So now, anyway, interpretation is an open question, so I pretty welcome to any comments on this phenomenon. Thank you very much. You mean putting point source like here or here?
No.
You know? I don't get the question. Oh, different flux? From the 21 GHz image? Yes, I tried. I subtracted, 10 millijansky source from this map. The essential feature, it doesn't change at all. Yes. Of course, the peak position is now at the center, but there is extended feature like this, it still remains.
So what is the spectral index? Is that how the usual
source is? The frequency to the minus 0.5, I think. No, actually, I measure flux at, first of all, NVSS frequency 1.4 GHz and 28.5 GHz. This is coming from overall. And 22 GHz is measured with BLA. And 100 GHz, this is measured with the Nobeyama millimeter array. And also the 230 GHz, this is measured with Cuba. So I have 5 bands. Mm-hmm. But actually, this is not so simply power law, actually. So we know the flux at 22 GHz, but we don't know accurate flux at 150 GHz. You know, power law interpolation is just assumption.
Yeah, you can't extrapolate.
No.
But you might have some
kind of. Yeah. Yeah. As you say, the extrapolated flux at 150 GHz is 5 millijansky. Yes, this one. Oh, you need to press some bigger hands? Wait a second. See. Well, this is the answer. So please, coming over this line. I cannot see. Like 25 meters here in this region. But again, this is just a two arc meters across, very central region. So. Oh, and also central region excluded. Okay, sir.